Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
Well, it's a Monday morning. How was your weekend? Good morning, everyone. I'm Bob Flott. We're live in local studio with you this morning. Hey, good news for you. If you're traveling around on Highways 54, 70, or 380, we don't have any roadblocks outside the range and no roadblocks within White Sands Missile Range either on this Monday morning. But remember, if you're men and women at range control and you're men and women in law enforcement around the area, you know the routine. Click it or ticket, buckle up, watch the posted speed limit, and please drive carefully. On this Monday morning, we welcome back into one of the busiest, if not the busiest lady in Alamogordo, Danielle Rondelet.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing today?
Well, I've got to be doing good because you entered the studio. Yes.
How was your Cinco de Mayo?
It was excellent. I spent it in here on the board. We had three remotes on Saturday, so I was here on the board running it, but it was good.
Good deal.
It was good. It was fun.
Awesome.
I love doing what we do.
There you go.
Yep. How was yours?
Actually, it was really nice. I enjoyed my weekend, and we had some festivities this weekend, past weekend, so actually it was very mellow.
It was a great weekend.
It was. I mean, we had a little bit of wind here and there, but you know, overall, it hasn't been horrible.
Yeah.
No
and
complaints.
I think part of the weekend you might be referring to, and I don't want to mention anything about it, was just Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what a Friday night event that was.
It was a lovely little toast to recap, and what we are talking about, Mingate United.
Yes.
Why I am here every Monday morning to chat about. But we kind of hosted a little get-together wine social for our membership with Mingate United.
Yep.
And we go from one home to another, usually on a quarterly basis, if not maybe every 6 months, but we just kind of connect and is an opportunity to bring membership together, bring folks that we think might enjoy, you know, being involved with Mingate United or learn about Mingate United. But we had a wonderful evening with the commander and, you know, his wing there from Holloman. They attended as well. But we were able to kind of catch up and, you know, reflect over the past year and all of the wonderful things we were able to do and get accomplished, which one of them is the 2023 Altus Award trophy that will be coming, making its way here.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that, Danielle, this morning. Big event for Alamogordo. Everyone should know about it already.
Right.
That we were the recipient of it after, well, this is the 10th award, 10th year.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
What's that?
You're exactly right. Yeah. It's their anniversary, yes.
Yep. And by golly, I'll tell you what, Alamogordo came out strong. What were there, three or four retired generals?
Correct.
This went through all the applicants, all the communities. And who came out on top?
Unanimously, Alamogordo!
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. And Danielle, that really does tell a story.
It's a testament of our dedication.
You betcha. About our relationship with Holloman Air Force Base.
Exactly.
It's always been strong.
Correct.
Some years stronger than other years, but under the current leadership at Holloman Air Force Base and everything, we've had a remarkable few years.
We have. And it's only getting better and stronger, like you mentioned. And truthfully, Mingate United is one of those vehicles that we can really dig in deep and figure out what we need to do and how we can do it. And it's like the wheels, you know, it propels the car going forward,
exactly, yeah.
You know, because we are part of the chamber and the chamber is involved with all of this, but we kind of really focus. That's our connection there is really working with the folks over there, with the community to see exactly how can we facilitate and make things happen.
Yeah,
you know,
and we work closely not only with Holloman Air Force Base, but White Sands Missile Range,
correct,
and Fort Bliss.
You got it. All three of them.
Yeah,
we're all connected, and then as well with Mingate United, we work with the. I mean, we're part of the chamber, but we work with the city as well as the county,
right?
In terms of all of these things that we try to get, and you know, go further with our sheriff, with the police department, with Alamo Public Schools. So we have all of those entities. Gerald Champion. AKA, now I should say, Krista's Health, right. AKA Gerald Champion. So, right. You know, we are involved with all of these different entities, and we have personnel from all of these works, businesses that are involved with Main Gate to help us facilitate these roles.
And you know, the strength of Alamogordo has really improved in recent years. The strength of Holloman Air Force Base has. The strength of the area has really improved. I know that the economy is tight right now for a lot of people.
Right.
And we do feel it here at the stations and everything else. But yet there's a certain dynamic out there for what's going on at White Sands Missile Range, mm-hmm. for what's going on at Holloman Air Force Base. That's going to have a huge impact.
Correct.
On our area.
Right. Well, and then, you know, some of the programs that over the course of the last year that we help work through are also coming to fruition and are going to make a huge impact going forward.
You bet.
I mean, like one of them, which it seems kind of funny because you do forget, is like the elementary school. The ribbon cutting was just last year.
Yes, yes.
You know, of course, the funding, I mean, it took 21 months to get it completed.
Yeah.
But we all know construction, you know, you have time frames, but they kind of expand. But, you know, the creativity, how they were able to find the funds working with the folks from Holloman, you know, from the DOD.
Right.
But they got that, you know, that grant money to get that school up and running. Yeah. And it's a beautiful institution.
Oh, man. I did a remote out there for it.
Exactly. Yeah. For the ribbon cutting.
On that rainy Monday or Tuesday evening.
But it was beautiful.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Beautiful. I mean, it's a state-of-the-art elementary school there. So, you know, that's an example of why we were recognized for the Altus Award, as an example there. So,
and another thing coming in too, we've got, you know, you've got the elementary school there, but on slate for Holloman, at least it has been there,
right,
is the middle school.
Yes, exactly. That's still
and
in
I
the
think
progress.
That's a $59 million
yes
grant.
It's just, it blows my mind when you start looking at the prices on yeah. these things, but it takes a lot. I mean, construction nowadays is just ridiculous. But yes, from the time they initially proposed it and what the cost now, what they're seeing, yes, it's gone up. But that's going to be up in the future there.
And, you know, one of the things that the Pentagon looks at, as you well know, and probably a lot of our listeners know, is the fact that quality of life issues.
Correct.
What is there for the men and women to do in the United States Air Force, in and around Alamogordo? What is your educational system like?
Yes.
I remember when I was president of the Chamber of Commerce back in 1981 that a lot of the people coming in to look at Alamogordo as maybe a place to open a business or whatever, expand their business or whatever, one question that came up a lot is, tell us about your educational opportunities here.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys had a bond issue that failed in the community?
Right.
And if you reported that it failed,
why?
That's a huge negative.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you don't care about your kids, your youth, you don't care about the rest of it.
Right.
And luckily back then, just like today, you can always report, we support education.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether it's at the university level or at the high school level or whatever, we
correct.
Support it.
Correct. Exactly right. And it's critical. It's important to have because these children, on top of it, they're constantly moving. So, you know, you want to have a school system that's in tune to the fact that, I was going to say about a third of the students are Air Force
right.
students, you know, and they're coming and going in that rotation there. So really the importance of just helping them connect, integrate with the schools, and then ensure that our programs are at the same level across the country.
Exactly.
You know, we don't want to, I mean, I hear the negativity, but we got to focus on the things that we can do positively and to make changes that are for the benefit of the kids. And it's critical for to get that foundation that they need so they can, wherever they go, they don't find themselves behind the rest of the country.
Yeah, we don't want the students to rotate out of Alamogordo to another community with their Air Force family. And when they get to that new school, hear the fact that, well, I know they, you know, they're 11th graders, but they're
testing at a, you know,
ninth grade level.
Exactly.
That's not very good.
No, not at all. We want to make sure we can offer them anything and everything that
right.
they have, you know, so they can maintain that. And the thing is also just to keep in mind of the transition for these kids. Anytime you walk into a room and you see all 30 strange faces, that's got to be tough.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm talking, you know, to some of these folks at Holloman as they're transitioning out, which, you know, I'm excited for their life adventures and where they're going. And, you know, as well, then looking forward to those coming in, like, you know, what will, it's the anticipation. What will it be like? But it's got to be tough for these individuals, you know, even though maybe Holloman was not their favorite place, but, you know, they'll look at it with some fondness. And darn it, I'm going to make them, I'm going to want to make them look, feel a little teary-eyed. You know, when they leave.
Well, talking about Adam Goodall's achievements and everything else, we're talking about the 2023 Altus Community Award and everything else. We kind of hit on it a little bit about the investment in education.
Correct.
You talked about the $59 million.
For the middle school.
And everything, and the importance of that to the future success of our community.
Exactly. And then, you know, even with the STEM education initiative with Starbase that's coming up in the future there, that's going to be remarkable for those that really want to focus in the science, technology, you know, data sense.
Right.
That will be instrumental. And that's a huge opportunity for everybody. Math is STEM education. And then, you know, parlay that to what Mangate's trying to work towards with the charter school, too.
Exactly.
And it's going to be a strong focus on that. And I don't want to deter too much from that, but we do have a couple of meetings that will be taking place next month. Actually, not next month. I still think I'm in April, but we are
in May already.
My dear. We are in May. But we do have a couple of programs coming up in May for the charter school. And they're going to be opportunities where the public can come and meet and talk to the committee that's focused on that. And it's going to be, you can come in and bring your questions, and they will try their best to answer them and work with you and, you know, basically provide whatever, you know, information that's pertinent to you understanding what their initiatives and what they're trying to get accomplished. But yeah, they're going to have one in the morning and one in the evening, and they're two public forums. So one will be on May the 15th from 6 to 7, and that will be at the Chamber of Commerce on 1301 North White Sands. The other one will be on Tuesday, May the 21st, so two different dates. On each week. This one will be noon to 1 o'clock, again, at the Chamber of Commerce. So there's two public forums, again, regarding the Sacramento School for Charter School. And if you're interested, I recommend that you go either on Wednesday, May 15th, 6 to 7 in the evening, or on Tuesday, May 21st. You can learn what they, you know, they'll provide you the timeline, what they've done up to this point, how they're moving forward, what they're planning to do. And you can bring your questions. So that's right. My recommendation. But that's another activity that we are working through our education committee of Mangate United. So things to keep in mind. We're education's critical for
you
our youth.
It is. For
and
our
just
future.
Giving people the options.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain benefits from I went to a public school. I like public schools. But I think sometimes depending on your child, and only a parent knows best. It's their child. Maybe they need a smaller classroom. Maybe they need something a little bit more focused and, you know, it's in the science or liberal arts, you name it. You know, it's just giving the families in our community choices. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're in a larger community like El Paso, there's, you know, private school.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. There's so many options to fill the needs. And we're all unique. So, you know, one ideology may not work for everybody. And if we can have the opportunity to provide another resource, why not?
Yeah.
So, again, like I said, if there's an interest in the charter school that we're working towards with Mangate United, I welcome you guys to come to the Chamber of Commerce either on the 15th at 6 to 7. That's a Wednesday. Or on Tuesday the following week from 12 to 1.
Very good.
So
now, when it comes to the charter school, the application process for that, and you and I know who's working on it and all the other stuff, but that has been a humongous task.
It's just not an application. You're filling out pages and pages of documents. Yes, it's a process, and it is a then they're still filling out that paperwork.
Right.
And so this is not something that you, the light of heart, you can say, oh, we're going to just turn on a switch and we're opening up a school. Exactly. It doesn't work that
right,
way.
Right.
So I give credit for those folks that are determined to make this happen. And, you know, it takes a lot of tenacity and a lot of effort and man hours to do this. So kudos to them. And like I said, learn more, come to the meeting, you know, bring your questions. So it will give you the answers that you're seeking out, you know.
You bet some of our listeners will be thinking, well, we're going to have a charter school, where's it going to be located or whatever? And I know we can't mention it on the air yet or anything yet, but what they're looking at, I think, is an ideal location for a charter school.
Exactly. And the reason why we don't want to mention anything, because again, paperwork and agreements have to be secured. And the last thing we want to say, we're doing it here, and then all of a sudden, oh, well, it was rejected and so forth. So we want to try to make sure we get all our ducks in a row, we get everything secure, and we provide the correct information to everyone at one time.
Exactly.
Consistently. So
it'll
that's
be a formal release.
Exactly right. But they are doing their efforts and due diligence to do the research to really create a solid foundation for this.
Right. And one thing we talked about before going on the air, Danielle, is housing.
Yes.
You know, the apartment complex, it's scheduled, and you know more about that than
well,
I do.
When you have people...
Share with us a little more.
Yeah, coming and going. I mean, a lot of these airmen, you know, some of them will live on base, but some have to, you know, are looking for
right.
places in our community. It's been great for our housing market, you know. Usually you see a house up for sale and a...
It's gone.
It is gone. We don't have enough homes. And in even single family dwelling homes, you know, that's another factor. I didn't realize that it's been over 20 years since a multi apartment complex has been built in this community.
Right.
20 years. Mm-hmm. You know, that's...
Over on First Street. Yep.
Yes. Well, that's before my time there. But it just shows you that.
Not before mine.
But, you know, again, with Main Gate, the folks there, along with the Chamber of Commerce, were working with, you know, individuals trying to find and pique an interest for an investor to come into the right. community. But they were looking at people here in town, and then, you know, again, it takes money and resources. So they had to expand their search, and they found an investor out of El Paso, mm-hmm. and then working with the city and the county to come to an agreement to, because even trying to get comps for a loan, there was nothing.
Yeah.
It just was remarkable. So
nothing to compare with, yeah.
Absolutely. So they've come into an agreement. It's going to be 120 you know, unit complex, and it's going to be, again, the first of its kind in over 20 years. But that is supposed to be happening here this year.
Yeah.
Hopefully, in the next, I would imagine, quarter or two, we should see groundbreaking
exactly.
efforts.
Yeah.
And the name will be called Patriots Point, which I love it.
Patriots so, Place.
Yes. Yeah. So that's coming up this year. So that's another factor. And then even homes that are townhouses, you know, homes that are in closer proximity. So we've had folks that have been working to try to develop plans so we can fulfill these needs for our military folks coming and going,
right. yeah.
you know. So it's a lot of effort, and nothing happens quickly.
No, not at all. And when G.B. Oliver was executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, going back just a few years, he was instrumental in making that happen.
Yes, and, you know, and I don't want to put blame on anything in particular, but it's always, you know, you think it's so easy to make a change, but you have to go through certain levels of checks and balances as you go through this process, and nothing happens readily. I mean, you got to go to the county commissioner meetings, the city commissioner meetings, and, you know, they have to vote on it, and they have to do their research.
A lot of paperwork.
Exactly yeah. right. So that's happening. And, you know, it's just great that they're at least talking about it, looking at these different recommended ordinance adjustments that might be needed to reevaluate, because life has changed,
yeah.
you know. There was a point where we wanted vast land, you know, you wanted to buy a piece of property and build a house, you know, you were looking at acreage. Now, for the needs of our military folks coming and going, they just need a place to sleep,
exactly.
stay, and they're moving on. And it just works for our community. You know, like when you look in a large city where they have a university base, it's the same need there.
Exactly.
So we have to kind of adapt and modify. So that's what they're working on and trying to adjust with these ordinances.
Yeah. We don't need a house out on the prairie. We need a house on a lot.
On a lot, yeah. It's a different mindset.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of evaluating where we're evolving to and what is required for right now in our community to support our folks at Holloman. Because again, for their critical movement, which Main Gate has also adopted, is the five to thrive, which one of them is affordable housing.
Right.
They need a place to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's like telling somebody you're going to move and we need you out of here in 60 days. And you're like, where do I go? They don't have a place for me to stay, you know? So those are the things.
Right. You talked about Thrive and volunteerism with the Holloman Air Force Base. I know the Day of Caring, which happens normally in September.
Correct.
I know that we have so many things going on to benefit our community that we rely heavily on volunteerism.
Absolutely.
From the airmen at Holloman Air Force Base.
They have donated so many hours there in multiple different community activities, from the Cherry Festival, which is coming up around the corner here.
Yep.
They will donate hours there. Thrive, they've done that a lot with them as well. The Big Give from CASA. I mean, what they did in terms of volunteer hours there and the money they save for our community by doing that is remarkable. I mean, and it's so cool to see them kind of compete with one another and their challenges out there when they showcase their achievements, which is fun to see them get all excited and to make a difference in our community.
Right.
Like the Dudley School, they did so much out there to help with the renovation and bringing that school back to life.
I drove by that school just this past week. I wanted to check it out. You know, I didn't go inside, didn't try to go inside or whatever, but it is looking just fantastic.
And then you have the garden across the street, which will be awesome. But, you know, from the White Sands Balloon Festival, Music Festival, to St. John's Soup Kitchen, it's just, you know, they've done so much for us, and we cannot ever repay them for that.
Right.
I mean, some of these low-income homes, housing, I know they went to one of the, up in the reservation, Muscalera, they helped clean the front yard, so they could see the front door.
Yes.
I mean, it just helps these people, especially those that don't have either the strength, the ability to do it, or the resources, just to give them that pride in their home and feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, here they are, they have the airmen doing what they can't do. I just think it's great. And it's wonderful to see that. And even down to the point where business engagement, a lot of the like APS, Deputy Rosales is on the board. So we really, a lot of companies, big companies, have encouraged the Holloman leadership to be on their boards so we can hear their voices, hear what their concerns may be. The hospital board, they do the same thing there with the medical group. They have that commander on their board as well. So just gives you an example that we really are interested to have them sit at the table. We want to hear what they have to say, and we want to make sure there's inclusion across, you know, that gate, front gate, you know, at Holloman.
Right. What I'm hearing from Danielle Rondelet is the fact that if we didn't have all the volunteerism coming into our community from Holloman Air Force Base, the community would not be as good as it is today.
Correct. But the beauty about this, it's a pipeline. It goes back and forth.
Exactly. It does.
We give back to them.
Yes.
For example, through Main Gate United with our community, with the HSO, Holloman Spouses Organization, they have an annual fundraiser. This year it was postponed. Some changes in their leadership, but we'll be hosting it here soon. But that event last year, Main Gate United helped them raise like $12,000 of their $17,000 in monies by helping them with sponsorships here with the community. So it's a two-way street, which is beautiful. Not once receiving, not once taking. We're going back and forth, and we're reciprocating the courtesy from one to the other, which is so fantastic to see.
I think that's why God gave us two hands. One for giving, one for receiving.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Exactly.
It can't be all for me.
No.
What's in it for me? What's in it for me?
You know? No. And you have to help someone stand up and do it on their own.
Exactly.
And keep that, and hopefully they will reciprocate and will maintain that efforts of helping each other accomplish what we want to.
Right.
And be better.
And then, you know, we've got a busy month coming up, of course, with the Altus Awards. Everything else. Armed Forces Day is on Saturday, May the 18th.
I mean, this is Military Appreciation Month.
Right? We got Woo-hoo! That, right?
It's red, white, and blue all month long, my dear. But yes, no, we do have quite a bit happening here. I mean, just think about it. And not this weekend, but next weekend, we have the Color Fest run that's taking place, talking about Thrive.
Yep.
And then we have the Sounds of Freedom. Memorial Weekend right around the corner, and then I'm going to get this one right. I'm my arms are waving in the air.
You kind of got them out there like wings on an airplane.
I do.
What kind of an airplane?
What group? Well, the Thunderbirds.
Oh, okay.
Woo! I got it right! Thunderbirds! The Thunderbirds are going to be here. They're going to come in early. Obviously, they're going to do a little test flying.
Right.
They're going to check out the sky, see how everything looks out there, but they're going to have a meet and greet over in Washington Park on Saturday. Actually, it's going to be June the 1st.
Right.
They'll be out there, and then we have the air show on the 2nd. And then
Sunday.
Yep. It's like the cherry on top of that Sunday.
Yes.
That just came out of nowhere.
That's good too, Daniel.
But
good.
We will have the Altus Award making its arrival to Alamogordo, and it will stay here in our city for 1 year.
And that'll be on Monday, right?
That will be on Monday, June the 3rd.
What a weekend.
I know. It just came
Saturday, Sunday,
bucks.
And Monday.
I know. It's a trifecta of an event.
Yes.
So, I mean, the next 30 days, the Chamber of Commerce, Mangate United, the city, the county, we're all going to be feverishly working to make sure that all of this is in Holloman. I forgot about them.
Yeah.
Holloman.
Very
everybody.
Part of the backing.
Exactly. It's all of these entities are working together to make sure that we have a celebration of all celebrations in this community of what we were able to do this last year and really hopefully get us a jump start for what's happening next year.
As we're looking forward to it.
Exactly. So just as a quick reminder, how are we doing on time? We're
it's
like
8:06.
Yeah,
we're a little bit. We're another moment.
I haven't felt anybody coming in giving breathing
exactly.
in my neck yet.
That big tall guy.
Yeah, exactly. No pressure. They're not giving me the boot yet. So, but we have our main gate general meeting tomorrow at noon over at the 19th hole. If you're interested, wanting to learn more, or even just you want to get involved, we'd love to have you there.
Right.
So again. We have our general meetings always this first Tuesday of the month. It's tomorrow. We're going to have the commander from Bear Base speaking. He's going to give us some updates or some changes taking place out there. I guess they're expanding, but I'm going to learn more. I hope to see you out there.
We'll be there.
Okay, perfect. And we really do get some good information, and that's what we often have a guest speaker either from White Sands or from Holloman, but they'll give us updates. But tomorrow will be Bear Base, and I suggest come on out. Come meet the face behind this voice.
And we How's meet that? At 12 noon. Where at?
19th hole.
Ooh. I can feel the stomach already smiling.
Yes, no, as a matter of fact, with the Chamber of Commerce, we have a golf tournament coming up as well in August. That's going to be a fun event. This is our third annual event. And this year, we're going to bring out some pilots who, guess what, talking about a plane who flew the F-4. So the monies generated from that golf tournament will be donated back to the F4 project, Operation F4, Phantoms Forever. But we'll talk about more of that next week.
Next time around.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So
Danielle Rondelet.
Everybody, have a wonderful week. Make it a great one, okay?
Very good. And we'll see you tomorrow at noon for sure.
Definitely.
At Main Gate.
Yes, Main Gate at the 19th hole.
All right. Danielle Rondelet on Tom Talk with us this morning. Good morning.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM, Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU, Ruidoso.